some speculation having emerged around Remgro and ARC and it potentially buying stakes or increasing stakes in the Blue Bulls. So that's since been squashed. We touched base with ARC and they've said that there's no merit to that, but ARC standing as your stock pick nevertheless.
Yes, so sticking with the investment holding companies, I really like the companies that they've invested in and that they've built within the ARC stable. You've got a very credible management team and some challenger businesses within that stable. So the biggest asset is Rain, which is a data-only mobile provider. So they're bringing 5G to the local market. You've got Time Digital Bank, which does seem to be gaining some traction. So they really need to build scale in order to compete, but they seem to be hitting those numbers. They're onboarding between 3,000 to 5,000 clients a day. So I think it's just a bit of time until they gain that scale. But until then, you're buying this company at quite a deep discount to its net asset value. And I think it's one you want to hold for the long term.
Of course, there is an element of low base effect to take into consideration when you're considering an asset like Time. So what kind of risk are you pricing into the equation, you know, in terms of sustainability of the kind of momentum it has been able to achieve thus far?
So I think the biggest risk with both Rain and Time is the need for further capex. So, of course, they're playing in markets that do require a lot of capex. So to me, that is the biggest risk. When you're taking on big incumbents within those industries, you need a lot of capex. The banks and also the established telcos have a lot of capex, so they can compete. So you really need to punch smartly, and I think that is the biggest risk for those companies.
Let's leave it there. Grant, thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. Of course, Grant Gilbert is with Nedbank Private Wealth.